What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's a boomer comment? You know, something somebody complains about, like, it was better when...
Boomer. Okay, boomer. You're a boomer. Okay, boomer.
Wow.
Do you say, oh, back in my day, when you talk to someone youthful? Do you moan all day at the news instead of doing something useful? Do you treat all service workers like they're nothing but your slaves? Are you further from your birth than you are closer to your grave? Boom. Okay.
Okay, I've got a collection of a bunch of boomer complaints, 33 of them. I share them. And you say if you agree with them, and we will see who is the most boomer.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Yep.
Listeners can add some in as well. Keep track of your score.
All right.
Every time you get one.
Okay.
Number one, leaf blowers should be illegal. Who would say such a thing?
What? I think they should be illegal before like 8 a.m. I don't want to hear at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah. That's more of a courtesy thing, like for the lawnmower or anything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, if I got a choice between a leaf blower and a rake,
it's not even close.
Leaf blower all
or
day.
A broom?
Yeah.
Used mine on Saturday.
Yeah. Honestly, I can't think of one boomer that would say yes to that.
That one I didn't really understand.
No. That seems more like a Gen Z thing, like save the planet.
Okay.
To me.
I think one of you will fall on this one.
Okay.
Do you think Tommy will be a yes on any of these boomer statements?
Probably.
Yeah. Like, is there any more anti-boomer that we know than Tommy?
What?
I don't know.
Like, can you
I mean,
see,
on certain things, he certainly is.
Tommy
but...
going on a bus ride with a bunch of boomers to Mall of America talking about his My Little Pony collection?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they would hate me for that.
Yes.
I don't know if you have one.
But well,
are you a brony?
Am I a brony? No, but I got a big cutie mark tattoo on my butt.
There you go.
I cannot see that coming.
You see some of the sweaters he thrifts, though?
Yeah. They're probably from boomers.
Yes. Those belonged to somebody's great grandpappy, and they're loved by Tommy.
All right, boomer complaint number two. I think one of you will get it on this one. My boomer complaint is that wired headphones are better than Bluetooth earbuds. I don't have to charge wired headphones, and the mic is always way better, and they're harder to lose. Anybody taking one?
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll take
going
it.
Boomer on headphones?
I'll take it.
I think I'll take that.
They're so much more comfy. I've never found a pair of wireless headphones, at least like earbuds, that fit comfortably and don't drive me nuts after a while.
This is I've had these headphones for 22 years at this point, and it's only because I'm yet to find something that sounds better than these.
Yes.
These sound so good.
See, mine,
like, these are perfect for our job, but you don't want to wear these like when you're mowing the lawn, do you?
That's totally what I wear when I mow the lawn.
I mean,
not these, but I have over the ear. I don't like earbuds.
Yeah, me
because
either.
They just feel uncomfortable in my ear. It's not a fidelity issue. It's a comfort. So like when we fly, like I have those Bose headphones that are over the ear because they're just a lot more comfortable to me.
I used to have some.
So mine's not really a wired or wireless issue. It's a over the ear or earbud. I don't like the earbuds.
Yeah.
But I got one.
Nate's got one.
I don't think that.
I know who's getting one here. Number three, boomer complaints you may agree with.
Okay.
Car companies need to stop taking buttons away. Make yourself a big mark.
100%, I agree with that too.
100%. And
Tommy, you're in.
And I am not alone because a lot of the car companies are reverting back because everyone thought touchscreens seemed like a good idea because phones and iPads are popular, but you're usually using those. Well, you're not supposed to use them when you're driving. So they're agreed. I wouldn't want knobs and buttons on my phone. I like having a smooth surface on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But in a car where you're trying to drive and do multiple things, let me just turn the volume up and down. Great. So a lot of car companies are going back.
Yeah. Anybody else taking that one? Tommy and Hot Wings?
I like buttons in cars way more than screens. And that is mainly because I have to wipe my screen every time. And I've got a teeny screen in my car. The big screens that are like the full like middle dash now, whatever it's called. I couldn't do that. It would drive me absolutely bonkers. I would hate it.
Yeah.
I also like that feeling of a button, like being able
like
to
the press
tactile feedback.
Yeah, I do too.
Like that. Yeah. I like having a dial for volume versus having to push a little button for
exactly.
volume. That drives me crazy. Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah, I do want a knob for volume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think there needs to be more levers. Quit taking the levers away.
What or kind
like
of lever
the,
you want?
Like
levers?
The like the Prindle, like the gear
the
shifter,
mm-hmm.
the Prindle. the rental car that I got yesterday has it's the one where it's
a dial.
And the amount of times I went to turn the music up and almost put it into L mode. I don't even know what that is.
That's loser.
Yeah. That's loser range.
That's loser. You just dropped your transmission in the highway.
The R is race.
Yeah.
The L is loser if you want to lose the race.
Yeah.
And the D is drive normal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you guys on buttons.
And the N is new gear.
Oh. Yeah. Hmm. That's right.
Okay. Who took one? All of you?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't take one for that.
I didn't either. Yeah. I'm indifferent.
I did for sure.
I like them all. I like screens. I like buttons. I'm fine with everything.
Yeah, I like the buttons for the climate control too. I don't like it. I have to go into menus to find stuff.
Let me
turn it on or off.
Prefer my cars to be more like a bop it.
Exactly.
Things you twist, you pull, you push, you smack it, you.
Right?
Yeah.
I do. I like going through the motion a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You saying that, I think I'm taking one on that one.
Yeah.
Now. All right, number four. Restaurants are too dark.
Too dark?
Have you not said that?
Yeah, but we were at Noir Dark. Like, it's dark in there.
Imagine
that's
being
the point of that.
And it is the point of it. And I only thought that for menu reading. I didn't think that for, like, eating or ambiance.
Okay, so you're not taking one on that one.
No, I don't think I've said that anywhere. I have said this place is too bright. Like, I have been at restaurants where I go, like, oh my God, turn off some of the lights, man.
And the dudes on the football crew, none of them are that much older than me, but every restaurant we go to, unless it's illuminated with fluorescent lights, they're immediately busting out their cell phones and turning on the lights and going, why have it got to be so dark in here? I'm like, it's noon. Like, you can see the sun through the windows, you guys. Come on.
Yeah, as you get older, it is harder to see the little print in the dimness.
Oh, boy.
What can I say?
Number five, boomer complaints you may agree with. You shouldn't have to download an app for everything.
Oh, I'm agreeing with that, too.
Yeah. I want to make fun of Hot Wings for that, but nope, it is annoying.
Yeah.
I love when
definitely
I can just
annoying.
Use my phone number. Like, yeah, let me do that. But downloading an app for everything is annoying.
Or having to have a username and a password for something.
Yes.
Like there are video games when you buy them, you're like, oh, now I have to have a user and a password with the company that made the video game. Why? I'm never going to use that, but I have to create one just to start the game.
I don't like that when you get a game, you go, I just wanted to play it, man. Why do I have to set it up for so long?
First, Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Boomer. Yes, absolutely. Boomer complaint number six. People need to stop bringing their dogs everywhere.
I don't agree with that at all. I love having dogs places.
I like dogs.
Yeah,
well behaved, I'm fine with it.
Well,
now, if you got a crazy ass dog that won't stop barking or peeing all over the place, yeah, you probably shouldn't. But
that's the thing. I think that one's an easy one to think because generally those are the ones you notice. If people have good behaved dogs and they're not an issue, you don't even notice they're there. So you don't go, oh, there's so many good behaved dogs at Home Depot this weekend. You go, God, there's a couple of really annoying dogs at Home Depot this weekend. So
a lot of people are swearing by going back to headphones, the bone conducting headphones that sit in front of your ear.
Oh, like the jawbone.
Yeah. Oh, my parents, my entire family's been taken over by those. I was at the Linkin Park concert. My brother had those on and was playing a song while we're at the concert.
Does he know what concerts are for?
Apparently not.
Seems weird.
Joe had them. We called them the Sweat Boy Bone Rattlers.
Yeah.
This person.
Sweat Boy Bone Rattlers.
This person says, I'm under 30 and I want the foot dimmer switch back for car brights.
Oh my God.
How do you even know about it? 1978.
My old Jeep I had a 1980 Jeep CJ5, and it had that, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
I thought that was, Maitland, do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Kelly, do you?
No, I've never had a car with that.
Like in cars when I was a kid, but not by the time I was driving. Well, maybe my dad's Ford F-150 by the time I was driving. Like, you know that spot on when you're driving where you can put your foot up on the little left side?
The dead pedal.
Yeah. The dead. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
It used to have a depressible button that would stick up about an inch and a half. And if you pressed it, the brights would go on and off.
It almost looked like a cigarette lighter on your floor. Like, it was that size.
That is okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's about the size. And you would, yeah, you would press it in. I don't know why anyone would miss that. I've driven cars with that before. And you, I mean,
you always knew where it was.
And it works. But what? They're pretty much always, they're mostly in the same spot in most cars, though, on that stock. Like, I mean, some of them are different, but.
Whose idea was that? Because it's, I mean, it's cool, but you could have put anything down there. Like, if you start thinking with that logic, okay, why don't I have a volume control for my radio down on the floor?
It was probably some engineering thing at first. Like, well, we can only get the rod that makes the light go off and on into this spot.
Well, I think that's probably what it was back then. Everything was mechanically, you know, it was like you move something and it creates a,
connection
contact.
Or whatever.
And they probably went, well, everything is on the, back then, a lot of things were on the floor.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've done six.
Yeah.
How many checks do you have for boomer complaints you agree with? Steve?
Two.
Kelly?
I think I have three.
Howings?
Two.
Maitland?
Three.
Oh, Tommy?
I think I'm also at three.
I'm at two. So the two youngest have the most agreement.
Yeah.
Number seven, influencers do not belong on red carpets.
Ooh, yeah.
I agree with that one. Too. I also don't care, but I definitely agree.
Yeah, unless they're at like the Webby Awards or something.
I'm going to...
Yeah.
I'll one-up that. I don't think that there should be red carpets. They're silly.
They are dumb.
They are one of the dumbest things.
Ooh, I'm fancy in my fancy suit. I'm going to walk on the red carpet.
I'm tuning in to Met Gala tonight.
Is that tonight?
It is tonight.
Oh, what's the dumb theme this year?
Oh, what is it?
Everyone dressed like a toaster.
No, it's something to do with like,
in the snow,
wet and wild.
No, it's something to do with like tailoring and like tailored suits. So expect to see a lot of zoot suits on your social media feeds later.
Wow, that is one of the least sexy things to look forward to ever.
Yeah.
Number eight, when the cashier says, "We'll be using the app today to place your order." No, I'm in the drive-thru now.
They asked us that on Saturday morning at the when we stopped at McDonald's, and they were like, "Did you use the app?" And Howings was like, "No, I'm here."
That's what I do though. When I use the McDonald's app, which I use a lot because of Liam's special order. So you go through and you get the code and everything, and you can choose to either do curbside, walk into the restaurant, or just use the drive-through, which is what I would prefer. And so I go up and they ask you, "What's your code?" AK21 or whatever, and they go, "Okay, pull around," and then that. So that's why they ask. So, yeah, that one doesn't bother me. Of all the people in the room that it should the most, it bothers me the least.
That is shocking. The guy who was the last to use an ATM.
You know what bothers me?
But the first to use the McDonald's app.
Yeah. You've come a long ways.
Yeah.
I hate when it's a pre-recorded message when you pull up and it says that, and you think it's the person talking to you, so you respond, then no one comes back to you, and then they'll go, "What's your order?" And then it's a completely different person. I feel like a fool responding to that every time.
Yeah, well, and the first one is always like, "Hi, welcome. Will you be using our app today?" And then you say, "Oh, no, no, thank you." And then the next person comes on and goes, "Well, okay, go ahead with your order."
Exactly.
Okay, Snot McGee.
Yeah.
Number nine, when people don't say, "You're welcome."
Oh, instead of saying, because I do it all the time where I go, "Of course, no problem." Is that more?
But that's kind of, that's
still, I think it's the acknowledgement.
I think it's
that
just not acknowledging a thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate that general rudeness anyway. I hate when someone stares at you and you say hello and they don't say anything back. I hate that. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree with that. I feel like most normal people would agree with that.
Yeah.
Regardless of age, but I'll take one for that. Say thank you.
Number 10.
You're welcome.
This person writes, "My boomer complaint is that unaliving and serial unaliver pisses me off. Just say killed or dead."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like the cutesy way of saying unalived.
That's just to avoid getting blocked on TikTok and stuff, right?
I think that's why it started.
Is that why sex
people
is
use
called
it in
segs?
Real life now?
Yeah. Segs, or they call guns pew pews.
Is that right?
I kind of like that one.
Yeah, It's all to avoid. Those sensors are to avoid, getting your content kind of shoved down in the algorithm.
I'm up to five.
But just say it.
I'm at four.
Number 11. Nobody pushes in chairs anymore. Tried to sound exasperated on all of them.
Nobody what?
Pushes in chairs anymore. I honestly, other than my children.
What does that mean?
Like pushes when you sit in a chair. Chairs.
Oh, I was like, what, do you want to be like, pushed in your chair?
No,
I don't
know. Did you think it was like office chair races?
Yeah, I was like, what in the hell? No, I don't
Kelly
care
is
for
part
that.
Of the problem.
I do agree with this. When I get up from a table, I push in my chair every yes. time. Every time.
I don't notice it in public. I notice that none of my children do it ever. Mm-hmm.
Do you notice when you don't do it every day when you leave here and you leave your chair all the way back there?
Clearly not. This doesn't really seem like a push in chair.
But
it's a push towards the table.
But leaving it in the middle is in the middle.
No, I agree. You're right. I'll change that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever thought. I certainly have not thought in terms of like the big generality of no one pushes their chair anymore. So yeah, that one has not bothered me. I probably thought I wish somebody had pushed that particular chair in because I tripped on it. But
yeah, number 12, two-step authentication on every app is annoying.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did think that, but I'm so used to it now. And most of them, you can say, trust this device forever.
But
or
they
whatever.
Never do.
So,
they never do.
Yeah, that's always just a pipe dream.
So I just, yeah, it doesn't really bother me that much anymore. It's so streamlined now.
Steve took one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I saw you aggressively write it down just now. All right, we have 20 to go. Who has the most so far? I have 4, Steve.
6.
Ooh, Kelly.
I haven't been keeping tally, but I'm probably right there with Steve, 5
we
or 6.
We only had one job, keep tally.
I know, sorry.
Hot Wings.
4.
How do you not keep tally? Maitland.
6.
Tommy.
I'm at 5.
Okay.
This is so hilarious. Oh, the two oldest guys, the boomers, are like, yeah, whatever.
Looks like we've reached a point in our life where we're not going to be a spaz about everything like you
guys. Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.